今天的经文是在腓立比书四章十节到二十三节。
Today's scripture reading is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23.
请大家翻到新约圣经腓立比书第四章。
Please open your Bible in the New Testament.
由我来念哈。
I will read it for you.
我靠主大大的欢喜，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到收受的事，除了你们以外并没有别的教会攻击我，就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人攻击我的需用。我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所悦收纳，所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归于我们的父神，直到永永远远，阿们。请问在耶稣基督里各位圣徒安。在我这里的众弟兄都为你们安，众圣徒都为你们安，在凯撒家里的人特特地为你们安。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常与你常在你们心里。我们把下面时间交给霍姆斯。
Pastor Paul will give the message.
A reporter once asked John Rockefeller, how much money does it take to satisfy a person?
有一个记者曾经问John Rockefeller, 就说要一个人要有多少钱可以让一个人满足。
The elderly billionaire replied, always a little more.
这个年长的年迈的亿万富翁说总是要再多一点。
The ancient Romans had a proverb. They said that money is like salt water. The more that we drink, the more we thirst.
古罗马有这样的谚语，就说钱就像个盐水一样，越喝越渴。
The Bible calls this unquenchable thirst the deceitfulness of wealth.
圣经上说这个不能解的渴就是像钱财的迷惑。
In other words, we can deceive ourselves into thinking that if we had a little more money or a little more materialistic possessions, then we would be happy.
就是说很多时候我们就这样欺骗我们自己，以为说我们再有一点点钱，再多一点钱，再多一点的物质上的拥有呢，我们就会很幸福快乐。
But instead of making us happy, when we get a little more, we always want yet a little more.
但是呢，当我们得到一点的时候呢，我们还想更多得一些。其实我们并没有快乐。
When we get our new Accord, we want a new navigator.
当我们有一个这个 Accord 这个新车的时候呢，我们更想要一个大的 SUV 的navigator 这个车。
When we get a new three-bedroom house, we want a new four-bedroom house.
当我们有一个新的三个卧室的房子的时候呢，我们就想要有一个新的四个卧室的房子。
When we get our six-figure income, we want a seven-figure income.
当我们已经有一个六位数字的收入的时候呢，我们还想要一个就七位收入的数字。
And so we go through our whole lives always thirsting for more, but never satisfied with more.
所以我们一生呢都是也渴望得到很多很多更多，但是我们从都不满足。
So how can we escape this money trap?
所以呢，我们怎么样来逃避这个金钱的陷阱呢？
How can we truly be content with what we have when our neighbors actually have more than us?
当我们的邻居比我们拥有更多的时候，我们怎么还能够更加的来满足呢？
How can we be satisfied with a simple lifestyle when our society judges our importance by how much we make and by how much we own?
当我们处在这样一个社会，因着我们有多少、挣多少或者拥有多少来判断我们的重要性的时候呢，我们怎么样才还能过一个简单的生活？
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, the Apostle Paul writes, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
在腓立比书四章十一节，使徒保罗说，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
How did Paul do it?
那使徒保罗是怎样做的呢？
How could Paul be content with his impoverished, imprisoned lifestyle when he actually most likely grew up in a wealthy family?
当想到使徒保罗，他可能是在一个非常富裕的家庭中长大的，但是他竟然在这样一个匮乏、监狱的生活，他怎么还能够满足呢？
Apostle Paul said it was something that he had to learn.
使徒保罗说，这是他已经学到了的。
It wasn't something that came natural to him.
并不是说这件事情呢，是他天生就会这样子。
But what had he learned about how to be content?
但是他是学到在可以知足这件事情，他到底学到了什么？
In Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 23, the Apostle Paul reveals three lessons he had learned about how to be content.
在腓立比书四章十到二十三节呢，使徒保罗向告诉我们有三个功课呢，是他在知足这件事情所学到的。
It's important that we study this passage because by nature we are discontent creatures.
对这个经文我们要来学习是非常重要的，因为我们天生呢就是一个不会满足的。
But if we were to follow the Apostle Paul's example, we too could learn to be content in our materialistic world.
但是如果我们来遵循保罗的脚步的话呢，我们就可以在这个物质的这个世界里面呢，我们也可以过一个非常满足的生活。
The first lesson about contentment can be found in verse 12.
在第一个功课呢，就是我们可以学到的，可以满足这样的功课呢，是在十二节这样讲。
Xiaohong will read this in Mandarin, and the rest of us can read along in English on the screen.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
Paul learned that when it comes to being content, your mental state matters much more than your financial state.
保罗知道呢，当讲到这个知足这件事情呢，其实你的心理的状态比你的环境更重要。
Paul said that circumstances didn't really matter that much to him.
保罗说环境对他来说并不重要。
He could be wealthy or he could be poor.
他可以很富有，也可以处在一个很贫穷的情况。
But either way, he knew how to be content.
但无论怎样，他都可以知足。
So his life was not an emotional roller coaster in which he was at the mercy of the circumstances that he would experience.
所以在他的生活里面，无论他经历怎样的境况，他的感情呢都不会像一个过桥天车一样的有起有伏。
Instead, he was able to maintain a steady, healthy, and calm emotional lifestyle because he had been able to maintain the right attitude.
相反的是呢，他可以保持一个非常平稳的非常健康的，或者非常平静的这样一个精神状态。因为他呢，他有这样一个很好、很对的态度。
In other words, he learned that his attitude mattered a lot more than his financial situation.
因为他知道呢，他的精神的状态呢，比环境的因素要重要的很多。
But what type of attitude did he maintain in order to get through the good and the bad times?
但是在遇到这样子高山低谷的时候，保罗他是有一个怎样的态度呢？
The answer can be found in verse 10.
我们在第十节可以找到答案。我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。
Paul maintained an attitude of joy.
我们看到保罗他是就是要有一个喜乐的这个心态。
He could have focused on the fact that the Philippians had failed to finance him through, had failed to help him for an extended time, but instead, he rejoiced in the fact that they finally decided to help him out.
保罗呢，可以，他可以把他的重心呢放在，看到腓立比教会呢，他们其实很长时间都没有给他供应，但是呢，他不是这样，反而是把他的重点放在，知道他们最终还是供给了他，他就非常的喜乐。
The Apostle Paul realized that to rejoice is a choice.
所以，使徒保罗知道呢，就是喜乐是一个选择。
Now, for most of us, our joy depends more on feelings rather than on a decision.
对我们来说呢，这个喜乐呢，很多时候呢是建立在环境上，而不是建立在一个决定上面的。
And those feelings are based upon our circumstances.
我们知道我们的感觉呢，很多时候都依靠，就是在建立在环境上面。
So the natural path to joy is this.
所以我们通常呢，就是会这样来经历喜乐。
Step one, be fortunate enough to have good circumstances happen to you.
第一步呢，就是我们很幸运，我们有这样好的环境在我们生命里面发生。
Step two, as a result, you experience positive feelings.
所以呢，你就因此呢而有一个很向上、很积极的一个感觉。
Step three, as a result, you think positive thoughts.
所以呢，你就会有很好的一些正面的想法。
And step four, you express your gratitude to God.
所以呢，这种情况下呢，就会给神有向神有感谢。
For example,
比如说
，Step one, you get a good grade in chemistry.
比如说呢，你在化学呢考到一个很好的成绩。
Step two, as a result, you feel happy.
所以呢，你就感觉很快乐。
Step three, as a result, you think that you have a greater chance of getting a good job once you graduate.
所以呢，你就可能会想到呢，毕业的时候呢，可能就会找一个好的工作。
And step four, as a result, you thank God, and you might even thank your friends or tell your friends the good news that you got a good grade from God.
因此呢，你就会感谢神，或者是向你的朋友分享说你考了一个很好的成绩。
It's not necessarily wrong to experience joy in this way.
当然，你靠这种办法来经历喜乐呢，也并没有完，就是并没有什么不好。
But it is wrong when you rely on that method to express and experience joy.
但是呢，你只用这种办法来经历喜乐呢，这种办法是不对的。
Problem with this method is that it only works during the good times. Or until the good times wear out.
这个办法呢，只有当有好的事情发生了才会行得通。但是当有不好的事情发生的时候呢，它就行不通了。
For example, imagine that after you get a good grade in your chemistry, 2 weeks later, you get a bad grade.
比如说呢，就是你两个星期以后呢，没想到得了一个很不好的成绩。
So you're going to stop feeling happy.
所以你就不感觉很高兴了。
And you start to have negative thoughts about potential unemployment.
可能就会想到可能将来会找不到一个好工作。
And therefore, as a result, you start complaining.
因此呢，你就开始抱怨了。
Or imagine if you don't fail your tests, but things continue like normal.
或者说也许你并没有考试不好，而且但是呢，你的生活总是这样子老样子。
But after a while, you just get accustomed to getting good grades.
可能过一段时间以后，你就觉得，哎，就是应该得到好的成绩，也很习惯了得到好的成绩。
And the feelings from your good grades begin to dissipate.
所以呢，你这个对有得到好成绩这种快乐感觉就可能就越来越少了，消失了。
And you actually stop having positive thoughts about your good grades.
所以呢，这时候你对考好成绩呢，也不那么觉得好像很高兴了。
And you stop expressing your gratitude to God for those good grades.
所以呢，你这时候也不会像感谢神，让你可以考得好。
In other words, if this is your pathway to joy, your joy is at the mercy of circumstances and feelings that are beyond your control.
如果这是你要来就是寻找快乐的办法的话呢，那知道你这个是因着环境的，不是受你们可以掌控的环境来影响你的快乐。
But suppose you tried the biblical path to joy.
但是呢，想一想，如果你用来生命上教导我们的办法来寻找快乐。
Imagine if you decided by a conscientious choice that you would think positive, contented thoughts.
就是说，如果你又这样下一个决定，就是说你要有这个很积极向上的这样一个意念。
And then imagine if you decided to express those thoughts to God and to your friends, no matter what the circumstances were.
就是说呢，你就选择要把你这个非常积极的态度呢，向神表达，向你的朋友表达，无论你的环境是怎样的。
Then your joy would not be based upon circumstances or feelings that were beyond your control.
所以你的快乐呢，就是并不是建立在你的所环境上或者你的感觉上面。
You should be content no matter what the circumstances are.
就是无论环境怎样，你都会很满足。
And as a nice byproduct, you'll probably also have positive feelings.
当然了，这个结果呢，可能你也会有很正面的想法感觉。
But how can you consistently think positive thoughts when you're just struggling to get by?
但是呢，当你处在的非常挑战、非常遇到困难的时候，你怎么样始终都有这样一个很像积极向上的一个这样一个意念呢？
How can you consistently be content when it seems like all your friends seem to have a higher standard of living than you do?
当你周围的朋友好像他们日子都过得生活过得比你好的时候，你怎么还能一直觉得很满足呢？
The answer is based upon your focus.
我们知道答案呢是在你的焦点是什么。
If your focus is on something that is not consistently positive, then you will not be able to consistently have positive thoughts.
如果你焦点呢是在那些事情并不是始终都是很积极向上的事情上的或者乐观的事情上的时候呢，那你可能就不可能一直都有向上的这样子的思想。
But if your focus is on something that is consistently positive, you'll be able to consistently have positive thoughts.
但是当你的意念、你的想法是在那些始终都是积极向上的这个事情上的时候呢，你就会一直有这样一个非常乐观向上的想法。
That's why we need to learn Paul's other two lessons about contentment.
所以呢，我们要从保罗身上来看另外两个功课。
The secondLesson that the Apostle Paul learned about contentment is that money cannot buy contentment.
我们在保罗身上真是学到另外一个功课，就是说钱并不能让我们满足。
In Luke 12, verse 6, Jesus said, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
在路加福音十二章。十五节，耶稣说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
In other words, you are not what you own.
就是说呢，你并不是你拥有的并不是这样表明你自己。
Unfortunately, some people have become so consumed with material wealth that there is little left of them but a hollow shell.
但是非常不幸的是呢，很多人呢都被这些物质上的东西所吞没了，他们最后所剩下的呢只是一个空壳。
All that Howard Hughes wanted was just a little bit more.
我们知道呢，Howard Hughes 他唯一想要呢就是要再有多一点就好了。
He wanted more money, so he placed his inherited wealth into a $1 billion pile of assets.
他想要很多的钱呢，所以他就把他继承的这个资产呢，又扩大成更多的钱，更多的资产。
He wanted more fame, so he broke into the Hollywood scene and soon became a filmmaker and a star.
他要想要名声，所以呢，他就打入了好莱坞呢，使他成了一个制片人，而且成了一个明星。
He wanted more sensual pleasures, so he paid handsome sums to indulge his every sexual urge.
他想要更多的肉体上的快乐呢，所以他就花很多的钱来满足他肉欲的渴望。
He's absolutely certain that more would bring him true satisfaction.
他非常的确定，就觉得有更多呢，让他可以更满足。
Unfortunately, history shows otherwise.
但是呢，其实不幸的是呢，事实并不是这样子。
He concluded his life emaciated, colorless, sunken chest.Fingernails and grotesque inch-long corkscrews, rotting black teeth, tumors, innumerable needles marked from drug addiction.
他的生活是这样子的，毫无的意义，是这样子苍白，是这样子的，他是有古怪的指甲，又是这样子的腐败，也是这样有黑牙齿，又有肿瘤，也是因为吸毒，身上有很多的针孔、针眼。
Howard Hughes died believing the myth of more.
Howard Hughes 呢，他就是在这样一个就是想要更多的这个迷惑中死去。
It's reported that Howard Hughes, when worth approximately $4 billion, said the following: "I'd give it all up for one good friend."
Howard Hughes 呢，他当时呢，可能他身价呢有40多亿，但是呢，他曾经这样说：“我愿意把这些都给出去，只要能换来一个好朋友。”
He died with more than he needed.
他好像就是在这样多的物质的这种享受中，他死去。
But less than what he needed.
但是呢，其实他就是这样子在匮乏中死去。
As Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
就像耶稣曾经说的，人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
Many of us know that money cannot buy us contentment.
我们知道，钱不能让我们满足。
But many of us have trouble convincing our hearts.
但是我们很多时候，我们不能让我们心里面真的是确定有这样子的感觉，这样的想法。
The myth of more is so deceptive that we often end up sacrificing our souls on the altar of mammon.
就是想要更多这样一个迷惑呢，让我们来以至于来欺骗我们，让我们把我们愿意献给马门。
We become workaholics at school and our jobs because we think that if we work hard enough, we'll make enough money.
我们在学校里或在工作上呢，我们就变成工作狂。我们知道，如果我们越努力呢，我们可能就会挣很多的钱，得到更好的工作。
So we sacrifice time that we should be spending with our families, with our friends, with the church, and with the Lord.
所以呢，我们就本来是应该把时间花在我们家庭上、跟朋友上和来亲近神上面，但是我们并没有这样做。
And we believe the lie that he who dies with the most toys wins.
我们相信这样子的谎言，就说谁死后有更多的资财，或者资财就是他就是赢家。
But we forget the truth that he who dies with the most toys still dies.
但是我们忘了这样一个事实，就是说虽然他死的时候有很多的钱，但是他还是死去了。
And it's much better to invest our lives into things that will last for eternity than the toys that we cannot take with us.
所以呢，我们要把我们重心真的是投资在永恒上面，而不是投资在这些我们死后不能带走的事情上面，资财上面。
So how can we convince our hearts that money truly cannot buy contentment?
所以怎么样让我们心里确实的知道呢？金钱不能让我们可以满足。
We can do this by following the example of both the Apostle Paul and the Philippians.
我们可以从保罗身上和从腓立比人身上来学到这样子的功课。
The first thing we need to do is to remember to love people and use things instead of using people and loving things.
所以呢，首先我们要知道呢，就是我们要来爱人。来使用我们的资源，而不是说来使用人来爱这些资财。
The Apostle Paul could have used his position to manipulate and the Philippians to give him more money.
使徒保罗他可能可以用他的位置呢，他的权威呢，来操纵这些腓立比人呢，让他们可以给他捐更多的钱。
But instead, in this passage, we can see that Paul actually discourages the Philippians to send him more money.
但是从这些经文里面，我们看到呢，使徒保罗他是反而不主张腓立比人来资助他。
In verse 17, he says that he's not looking for a gift, and in verse 18, he says that he has already received more than enough.
在十七节他说他并不求什么馈送，在十八节他说他已经充足了。
Apostle Paul showed his love for the Philippians in at least two ways.
所以使徒保罗呢对腓立比人的爱呢有我们看到有三方面。
First, he expressed that the main reason that he wanted the Philippians to be involved in their support for missionaries was so that they could receive rewards from God and so that they could honor God.
首先我们看到使徒保罗呢，他是支持腓立比人呢来参与这样子的圣工，来支持这些宣教士呢，是因为呢他想让腓立比人得到属天的赏赐，可以荣耀神。
And secondly, he expressed his gratitude for the little that they could give him, rather than his disappointment that they couldn't have given him more.
第二点呢，他就是对他们所馈赠他呢，他非常的感恩。但是他并不是因为他们没有给他很多，他而反而失望。
How about you? Do you love people and use things, or do you actually love things and use people?
那你又是怎样的呢？你是爱人呢，还来使用资财呢？还是说因为使用人呢来爱资财？
Do you make it a higher priority to make money or to help people?
那你的选择是什么？你是想要挣更多的钱呢，还是说去来帮助人？
Are you willing to cheat on your tests so that you can get good grades so that once you graduate you can get a good job?
那你是在考试的时候你作弊呢，为了能考一个好成绩呢，将来找到一个好工作呢？你是这样吗？
If so, it's a good indication that you are trying to buy contentment with money.
如果你是这样的话呢，那我们就看到其实你就想用钱来得到满足。
The second way that we can keep from falling into the temptation of trying to buy contentment with money is to lower our definition of luxury.
第二点呢，如果我们要脱离这个钱能够让我们满足这个陷阱呢，就是我们要把我们对享受这个标准降低。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8, the Apostle Paul writes, "But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that."
在提摩太前书六章八节说，只要我一有食，就当知足了。
The Apostle Paul was saying that if you have more than just your food and clothing, then you're living in luxury.
所以使徒保罗就是这里讲说，如果你不仅有衣服穿，有食物吃的话，那你还有别的，你就已经是很富足了。
And from what I can see, all of us in this room are rich by that standard.
所以我们看到我们这个屋子里的人，其实我们按照保罗标准的，我们都是很富有的。
But most of us don't consider ourselves to be rich.
但是我们很多人并不认为我们很富有。
That's because we have reclassified our luxuries as being needs.
这是因为呢，我们把我们这些要的享受呢，把它定义为我们所需要的。
We think we need to upgrade our computer every couple years.
我们认为呢，我们需要每年呢都要换一个新的计算机。
We think we need two bathrooms in our house.
我们认为我们需要呢，在家里要有两个浴室。
We think we need to go skiing a couple times a year.
我们认为我们需要呢，每年都要去滑两次雪。
But according to the Apostle Paul, none of these things are actually needs.
但是对于保罗，使徒保罗来讲，这些呢都不是我们需要的。
They're all luxuries.
这些都是享受。
What we need to do is to lower our definition of luxury to any materialistic possession besides food and clothing.
所以我们需要的就是把我们对享受的这个概念要降低，只要我们有衣有食就该知足了。
If we would lower our definition of luxury to this definition, it would accomplish three different things.
如果我们这样子来降低这个享受的标准的话呢，那我们就可以有这样的三个结果。
It would make us content.
这样呢，我们就会很满足。
It would make us more grateful.
这样也让我们成为一个感恩的人。
And it would make us more generous because we would realize that we already have more than enough.
也让我们成为一个非常慷慨的人，因为我们认识到呢，我们已经有很多了。
Which leads us to the third point.
所以呢，我们来看，就是看第三点。
The third way to keep from falling into temptation of trying to buy contentment with money is to sacrifice your comfort for those who have less.
下面这点，第三点呢，我们就是要来看到，就是我们要放下我们自己的享受呢，来去帮助别人。
That's what the Philippians did.
这就是腓立比人做的。
They were poor people, but they knew that the Apostle Paul was worse off than they were, so they gave him a financial gift.
菲律宾人呢，其实他们也很匮乏，但是他们知道保罗他更匮乏，所以呢，他们菲律宾人就来帮助保罗。
As the saying goes, I complained that I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet.
就像有一个说法，就是说呢，我抱怨呢我没有鞋，但是呢，直到我发现有一个人连脚都没有。
Many of us could give a larger percentage of our incomes to those who are less fortunate than us.
其实我们每个人呢，可能都可以把很大一笔的收入呢，来帮助那些真是有需要的人。
Instead of just giving 10% of our income to charity, some of us could actually give 20 to 50% of our income to charity.
我们不仅只是奉献10%，可能我们需要奉献20%到50%的来资助这些慈善的机构。
Which leads us to the fourth point.
所以呢，我们来看第五点。
The fourth way that we can keep from falling into temptation to buy contentment with money is to become content with what you have, but not with who you are.
第四点呢，我们来要如果要逃避这个金钱可以让我们满足这个陷阱呢，我们就要意识到呢，就是我们要对我们有的满足，而不是说对我们个人自己怎样满足。
Too many of us are just the opposite.
我们很多人并不是这样子。
We're content with how loving we are, or how content we are, or how frugal we are, but we're not content with how much money and material possessions that we have.
我们对于我们自己是什么样的人，我们很可爱啊，我们很节俭啊，我们很满足，但是我们并对我们所拥有的，我们并不满足。
So we try to satisfy our thirst for life with the salt water of materialism instead of experience the fulfillment of becoming a better person.
所以呢，我们就是把我们的精力呢，就是放在这些物质上的，就像盐水一样，让我们不能够满足这样的物质上面。我们反而不是呢，来更多的精力啊，来让我们变成一个很好的人。
If you have the choice between improving your financial status or improving your character, which one would you choose?
如果你是有两个选择，你是要提高你自己的品性呢、品格呢，还是说你要提高你自己的经济的实力？这两个选择你会选择哪个
？The third thing that the Apostle Paul learned about how to be content is that he learned that only God can give true contentment.
第三点呢，我们从保罗身上看到呢，他真的是知道只有神才能真正让我们满足。
Paul knew that it's pretty much impossible to be content when your main focus is on money.
使徒保罗知道呢，当我们焦点呢只在钱上面呢，我们肯定不能满足。
For two reasons. First, our financial situation is too unstable.
一个呢，就是我们经济并不是总是稳定的。
And secondly, money was never intended to give us true contentment.
第二点就是说，金钱真的不能满足我们内心深处的真正的需要。
However, Paul knew that if we would focus on God, who is so great and is consistently great, we could truly be content all the time.
但是保罗真的是知道我们重心呢，我们焦点应该在神身上。我们知道神是这样子的信实，这样子的爱我们，所以我们就可以很满足。
Paul reveals four different areas in which we should focus on God to meet our deepest needs.
所以呢，保罗告诉我们，我们要重心，我们要看。在这四个方面来看到神怎样可以满足我们最深的需要。
First of all, we should focus on God as our source of pleasure.
首先呢，我们要真是把我们重心放在神那里，因为知道神是我们快乐的源泉。
The concept can be found in verse 10, where Paul says that he rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me.
第十节我们看到保罗说我靠主大大的喜乐因为我们思念我的心如今又发生
Instead of saying that he rejoiced in the Philippians for giving he said that he actually rejoiced in the Lord
他不是说因为腓立比人给他供应他高兴而是说因为神 他喜乐
If we want to experience consistent contentment we should follow Paul's example
如果你要想有这个始终都是会有一个满足的心的话呢，我们要来学习保罗的榜样。
Our primary focus should be God instead of on other humans.
我们首先要看到的，我们要首先，我们重心是在神了，而不是在人身上。
Because sooner or later, humans are going to let us down.
我们知道，或早或晚呢，人都会让我们失望的。
But God is always faithful.
但神始终都是信实的。
And whenever we think of Him, we can always have pleasure because there are so many good things to think about God.
所以当我们目标在神那里的时候，我们真的是知道我们有很多的事情要感谢神的。
Secondly, we should focus on God as our source of power.
第二点呢，我们要把重心放在神身上，知道神是我们力量的源泉。
This concept can be found in verse 13, where Paul says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength."
在第十三节，保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Some people use this as a blank check of the power of positive thinking to mean God will give me the power to do whatever I want.
有人呢可能对这句经文有错误的了解，就以为那神要给我能力，让我想做什么就做什么。
So if I want to be cured from cancer, or if I want to get an A in my chemistry test, or if I want to get married, all I need to do is rely on God, and then I will be able to do whatever I want to do.
就是有人这样想说，如果我是可以，我的癌症呢可以被医治，我呢也可以考一个很好的 A 的成绩，我也可以就是可以结婚，有一个配偶，我只要想这些我就能做到，因为神给我力量，给我能力。
But this interpretation is taking this verse out of context.
但是这种的解释呢，实际上是跟向下文是不合适的。
This verse should literally be translated.All of these things I can do in the one empowering me, that is Christ.
这个经文呢，实际上他是说，所有的这些事情我可以做呢，就是因为主耶稣基督。
This verse needs to be interpreted within the context.
这个经文呢，要在上下文里面来找到它真正的意思。
In this verse, the Apostle Paul is not saying that God is some sort of cosmic Santa Claus.
这个保罗使徒保罗并不是说神呢是一个像一个就像圣诞老人一样。
If so, the Apostle Paul wouldn't be in the prison and he wouldn't have learned how to be content while he was poor.
那如果真的这样的话，使徒保罗呢他也不会在监狱里面了，而也不会在这样不好的环境他也可以满足了。
The context is talking about how Paul learned to be content in both good and bad circumstances.
这里讲到呢，实际上是他在说保罗无论在好的情况还是坏的情况，他都可以知足。
So this passage is saying if I'm focusing on Christ, He gives me the power to be content whether or not I have cancer, whether or not I get an A in my chemistry test, and whether or not I get married.
就是这里在讲，就是保罗就是说我们的 focus 在我们重心在神上。无论我们的疾病得不到医治，无论我们是不是能考出好的成绩，或者无论我们是不是可以结婚，那我们都有满足在神里面。
This passage is not talking about Christ changing my circumstances. This passage is talking about Christ changing my attitude.
这里在讲，并不是说神呢是让我们的环境改变，而是说神让我们的心态改变。
Thirdly, we should focus on God as the source of our provision.
第三点呢，我们要把我们重心知道呢，神是我们一切的供应。
This concept can be found in verse 19, where the Apostle Paul says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus."
第十九节他这样说：“我的神必照他丰富的荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。”
Again, some people misinterpret this verse to mean God will supply me with whatever I want by means of His wealth.
有的人还是对这个经文呢有一个错误的想法，就以为说神呢他会供应我一切我所要的想要的。
And since God is infinitely wealthy, I can count on Him to give me a luxury car, luxury house, luxury everything.
既然神是这样子的丰富，他肯定会给我一个很好的房子啊，很好的车啊，很好我想要的。
But there's a few problems with this interpretation.
但是我们知道这种想法也是不合适，不对的。
First of all, this verse originates from a man who's living in poverty in a prison cell.
首先呢，我们看到这句话呢是使徒保罗说出来，他是在这样的监狱里面，在这个困乏的情况下说出来的。
Secondly, this verse is talking about our needs, not our wants or our luxuries.
第二点，他这里讲是我们所需要的，而不是说我们所想要的，或者说我们所要的享受。
Thirdly, the Apostle Paul says that God will meet these needs in Christ Jesus. In other words, God will meet our deepest needs by experiencing the presence of Christ.
第三点，这里就是说，神会让我们在满足我们内心最需要的地方，可以让我们满足。
And fourthly, this promise is conditional.
第四呢，我们知道这个应许呢是有条件的。
Since the Philippians had fulfilled the Apostle Paul's needs, God would fulfill their needs.
因为腓立比人呢来满足了保罗的需要，那神呢也会满足腓立比人的需要。
So this verse is not guaranteeing God will fulfill our materialistic possessions.
所以呢，这个经文呢，让我们知道呢，神并不一定会满足我们物质上的需要。
Instead, this verse is guaranteeing that if we help those who are in need, God will provide our deepest needs of contentment by letting us experience the presence of Jesus to the fullest extent.
反而是呢，当我们去帮助人、满足别人的需要的时候呢，神也让我们经历他自己，让我们那个内心对他的需要，我们可以得到满足。
We can be content because we know that God knows our true needs better than we do, and He will make sure that those needs are fulfilled.
这样子的话，我们就可以满足，因为只有神知道我们最深处的需要是什么，他就会来满足我们。
Fourthly, we should focus on God as our source of purpose.
第五点呢，我们要把重心呢放在神那里，知道神是我们是我们生活的目标和意义。
This concept can be found in verse 20, where Paul says to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
在第二节我们看到，愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。Amen.
Many people think that we are accidents of evolution.
很多人认为呢，我们只是说在进化中的一个偶然。
But if life only consists of being born on this earth, studying hard in school so that you can be able to get a good job in which you will be able to spend your money on your needs and desires, and then you die and stop existing, what's the purpose in life?
那如果真的是生命只是说要活在这个世界上啊，然后你努力的学习啊，找到一个好工作啊，然后你就是得到这个享受啊，但是你最后还是要死了，那你这个生命的意义到底是什么？
On the other hand, what if we are not mere accidents of evolution?
但是呢，如果我们并不是这个进化中的一个偶然的话呢？
Suppose that God put us here on earth so that He could love us and that we would love Him.
如果说是神把我们放在这个世界上，让神呢可以爱我们，我们也可以回应他的爱。
And suppose that God would send His Son to die on the cross for our sins so that we could spend eternity with Him.
如果是神把他的独生爱子呢送到这个世界上，让他为我们的罪死在十字架上，这样我们可以因此可以得到一个永恒的生命的话，
then we would have a purpose in life.
所以呢，如果是这样子的话，我们的生命才是真正有意义的。
And this would be to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
我们的目的呢，就是要来荣耀神，跟神永远的在一起。
You see, only God can give us contentment becauseOnly God can give us a meaningful purpose in life.
我们知道呢，真的是只有神才能满足我们，因为只有神才能满足我们内心最深的需要，让我们的生命是有意义的。
So what changes do you need to make to become a more content person?
所以呢，今天你要觉得你要有什么样的变化呢？改变呢，使你可以成为一个知足的人。
G.K. Chesterton once said that there are two ways to have enough money.
Chesterton 呢，他曾经说过有两个办法呢，可以有很多的钱。
One is to accumulate more and more, and the other is to desire less.
一个呢就是说你一直在累积，第二个呢就是说你渴望的很少。
But as John Rockefeller indicated, you'll never be satisfied with just a little more.
所以就但是呢，像 John Rockefeller， 如果像他这样子的话呢，就是你再有多一点，你也不会满足的。
The salt water of money will never quench your thirst.
这个盐水呢，始终不能让你解渴。
Because only God can give you contentment.
因为只有神才能让你满足。
So let's desire God more and more, and let's desire money less and less.
所以就让我们越来越渴慕神，而不是越来越羡慕钱。
Because when we have this attitude, we will finally have enough.
因为如果我们有这样子的态度的话呢，我们就是会很富有，我们就会很满足。
Since we're short on time, let's just stand up and sing one verse of We Thank
Our God. 让我们因为时间的关系，我们只是唱第一节的诗歌，齐来颂主。